From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Violence between Palestinian teenagers and Israeli police surged on Saturday in the occupied West Bank town of Hebron and in Jerusalem, with police reporting at least four Palestinians killed. Authorities said several Israeli security personnel were wounded. Palestinian officials have linked the violence in part to what they call the increasing Jewish encroachment at the East Jerusalem holy site, known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount. Israel has adamantly denied Palestinian claims. Iran has rejected U.S. and French allegations that its recent missile test violates United Nations resolutions, saying the Security Council and their restrictions only apply to missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says Iran's missiles don't do that. His comments came after U.S. Ambassador Samantha Powers spoke about the October 10th launch.
It does appear that the missile launch that Iran conducted did violate U.N. Security Council resolutions, so we will indeed bring it to the Security Council and press for the appropriate action. We're also looking bilaterally at things that we can do as well.
Powers said the missile was capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. Kapu, a powerful, slow-moving typhoon, hit the northern Philippines early today, downing power and communication lines. There was heavy wind, rains, and could last up to 3 days. There were no reports of casualties. Weather forecasters say that Kapu will remain over the island of Luzon for several days due to the high-pressure area in the north of the country and another typhoon in the northwestern Pacific. This is VOA News. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev said Saturday that Russia's military aim in Syria is to defend its national interest and defeat the Islamic State and not to keep President Bashar al-Assad in power. In Washington, President Obama commented on Russia's Syria campaign, saying it's not going to work.
Because they are trying to support a regime that, in the eyes of the overwhelming majority of the Syrian people, is not legitimate.
His comments came as the U.S. and Russia reached an agreement to avoid each other's aircraft as both countries conduct air campaigns in Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called Europe's migrant and refugee situation a crisis of global solidarity. Mr. Ban visited a community shelter in Rome Saturday, where he met with refugees and their children. The wave of asylum seekers continued on Saturday, with busloads of migrants arriving for the first time to Slovenia from Croatia after Hungary sealed its borders with Croatia just hours before. Wahib Shamdi is a migrant from Idlib, Syria, who is en route to Germany.
Hungary, Slovenia, whatever. We have to go, we have to go. We came from Syria to here. We will stop 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, whatever.
In a statement released on Saturday, Amnesty International called on European Union leaders to put the rights of refugees above concerns to protect their borders. The United States has sent military equipment and a small contingent of troops to Cameroon to fight Boko Haram militants. General David Rodriguez, commander of the U.S. Africa Command, says several hundred troops will be assisting joint forces from Cameroon, Nigeria, Chad, Niger, and Benin to combat Boko Haram by conducting intelligence surveillance and reconnaissance operations.
The mission of the soldiers is to help provide intelligence surveillance to the Cameroonian military as well as to the multinational task force who are together working to defeat Boko Haram. There'll be less than 300.
Boko Haram militants have killed or kidnapped thousands of people in a six-year insurgency that has spread to its neighbors despite a regional offensive that included the deployment of 8,700 troops. Last year, the United States declared Boko Haram a foreign terrorist organization and placed a $7 million bounty on Boko Haram's leader to help bring him to justice. Guinea's president, Alpha Condé, has won a second term, country's election commission making that announcement Saturday. Condé won the first round with about 58% of the votes cast. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.